Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is what to do when grief ambushes us. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
What to do when grief ambushes us. Written and read by Lynette Kittle. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. Grief can catch us off guard at the most unexpected moments. As much as we try to prepare ourselves beforehand, we really have no way to protect ourselves from the unexpected. One Saturday afternoon, while watching the big screen TV my dad loved and had passed on to us, it faded to black. After some checking, my husband came to the conclusion its time had come to an end and the picture would not be coming back. What hit me next caught me totally off guard, like a knife into my chest. As the only daughter, I was a daddy's girl. My dad could do no wrong and made me feel cared for and loved. Being born on his 25th birthday, every year he would pick out a special card just from him and write the words, "You're the best birthday gift I ever got." For the first time, I realized it wasn't just a TV to me, but represented hanging on to my father's memory. Because it was the last one he bought before his passing, I hadn't realized how its presence in our home brought me comfort, making me feel connected to him. So when it died, two, a huge tsunami of grief ambushed me. Sadly, my dad passed away after months of helping to manage his end-of-life care. After his death, we managed my mom's care for the next 5 years through her journey with Alzheimer's until she joined Dad in heaven. Following their losses, our almost 20-year-old Siamese cat Panda passed away, triggering a flood release of grief related to losing both my parents and now her within a few years. With looking back came the realization that my own grief process and working through my parents' losses had been delayed by caregiving and the need to keep going forward. With the loss of my dad's TV, I discovered three ways to help deal with and face unexpected grief triggers. Number one, be okay with feeling a range of emotions. Rather than pushing back emotions when sorrow hits, allow a few minutes to experience them. As Psalm 34:18 reminds us, God is near to the brokenhearted. No, He has not left us alone to face our grief, but is nearer than we may realize with His compassion, kindness, and comfort. As we experience the emotions, choose to reminisce with the memories that triggered the grief, being willing to share them with those around us at the time. With my dad and his TV, memories of us watching it together at his home helped me to work through the sadness and grief being triggered and experienced through its loss. Number two, make sure to connect with others. If grief hits when we're with others, we don't need to hide it or feel embarrassed. Rather, we can be willing to reach out to share with others what's happening to us in the moment. Instead of suppressing sorrowful feelings to fester and deepen within us, acknowledging and talking through them a bit can be helpful in our processing and dealing with grief. Number 3, prepare for the unexpected. Grief seems to come in waves. It's unpredictable what will trigger it within us, from something totally unrelated to the passing of our loved ones to the smallest reminder. It's impossible to know what might set sorrow into motion. The only way to prepare is to know it might happen anytime, and it's nothing to hide or be ashamed of when it happens. In times of grief, 2 Corinthians 1, 3-5 encourages us to turn to our Heavenly Father. He is the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. He offers us an open invitation to call upon Him in our deepest and darkest hours. Knowing when we receive comfort from Him, we'll be able to offer comfort to others during their times of sorrow. Intersecting faith and life. If you find yourself ambushed by grief this week, rather than trying to stuff your feelings deep down within yourself, take a moment to experience them. As you do, turn to God, asking Him for His comfort and peace to help turn your sorrow into joy. Psalm 30:11. Further reading. Unfinished grief.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day Audio Bible Podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day Audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.